G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to this mini Q&A session. And just before we get into it, if you're going to be doing selection or you're thinking you're going to be attempting selection and you want some help and you want to be fully prepared, right, and you want to be a part of my Indefatigable program, just make sure you click the link below and fill out a survey and then book in a call and let's have a chat about it. Apart from that, let's get cracking into these questions.
All right, so the first question I received was from Sam, and he asked, how did you deal with nerves leading into selection? That was his first question. And my answer to that is I didn't deal with them well. I didn't really have any kind of stress management strategies back then. And I think I would have said to you, a couple of you guys on the phone, that if I had have known what I know now, would have made it a lot easier, I suppose. So, yeah, in answer to that question, I didn't have any. And once you start putting in all those stress management strategies, when you do get on selection, i.e., you know, the checking your negative self-talk, making sure you change that into positive self-talk, you know, visualization, all that kind of good stuff, and particularly breathing to really calm yourself down. Once you've got all those, and you can practice those at any time, really, and you'll find that you know, they're really good stress management strategies to help calm the nerves. And once you've done your training as well, once you know that you've done, you know, everything that you can do, you're going to be, I guess, a little bit more confident going into selection. All right, so that was the first one, but yeah, for me, I had fuck all at the start, so I would have done a lot better now. All right, the other question I got was, in terms of training, what tips do you have to prepare your body physically? And I talk about that a lot in module 4 and getting physically ready. And I guess the main thing is you want to follow a program, a good program, and depending on where you're going or what selection you're going for, most selection groups, like i.e. CERT for police in Queensland, TOU, obviously Commandos, SOS, they give you all your own training programs. And, you know, if you follow those ones, especially if they're up to date and don't do a lot of things, you know, above and beyond what the training program says, and nowadays the training programs are quite good, you're going to be physically quite ready. It's the problem the guys have is they overtrain, all right, and they rock up to selection, they're just too spent already, and they're just waiting to break down physically. And you combine that with the mental stress, especially if you've got no stress management strategies, you're in trouble. The other thing you want to do too is making sure that you have your recovery strategies or your recovery techniques in place, and that's really up to you as an individual to find that out. For myself, I was doing a lot of massage and chiro when I went for selection. Nowadays, though, I still go to the chiro, do that every week. And I really find that beneficial, especially because I do a lot of wrestling and my neck's fucked all the time. So that helps out there. But the other thing is that I really like now is cold therapy. And I mentioned that in the course as well. And I think that's, if I was to train for selection again, especially being an older guy, and I say older because I'm 38 now, and there's still guys that are doing selection. I know Bjorn, you're one of them, older than me, that's going to do selection. And I would really look into cold therapy, because when I do some hard training sessions now, especially if I do any kind of stair runs or hill sprints, my calves really get sore, really get blown out. I'll go and jump in the surf, especially, and especially in winter, just swim around for a while, and I've noticed a big effect that over the next 2 days they're certainly not as sore, and I recover a lot better. So the thing about that is, yeah, you really want to find what is going to be your best practices in regards to recovery. All right.
So that's it for this session. I really hope you enjoyed it, and there will be plenty more to come. I'll catch you next time. Thanks.